好，开始前我们一起来祷告。
Let us open with prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Dear Lord, we give you thanks.
求你再次施恩祝福给我们。
May you bless us again today.
我们愚昧。
We are foolish.
因为我们就生在愚昧当中。
Because we were born into this state.
我们无知。
We are ignorant.
因为我们不愿意认识你。
Because we do not wish to know you.
但是你今天愿意向我们来启示你自己。
But today you wish to reveal yourself to us.
我们就求你也打开我们的心。
May you open our hearts.
使我们可以认识你。
And may we be able to know you.
认识你这至大的神。
May we come to know this, your greatness.
使我们的生命有意义。
And may our lives have purpose.
祝福我们下面的时间与我们同在。
May you bless this time and fellowship with us.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们上一次讲了犯罪的后果。
Last time we talked about the consequences of sin.
因为亚当和夏娃吃了神所让他所禁止他吃的那个果子。
Because Adam and Eve, they ate that which they were not allowed to eat.
所以神的咒诅就临到了。
And so the curse of God has come upon them.
神的咒诅是什么呢？就是你吃的日子必定死。
And this curse is the day that you eat, you shall surely die.
所以当神咒诅亚当的时候，就告诉他说，你要出于尘土而归于尘土，你要有死亡。
And so this curse coming upon them, it is, you shall return to dust, for dust you were made.
就指到他们是身体的死亡。
And this points to their physical death.
这是我们今天每个人都经历的。
And we experience this every day.
不单是整个的世界，每天有成千上万的人死亡。
In every day around the world, there are many thousands of people that die.
就是我们周围，我们所认识的，我们的亲属，我们的长辈，他们也要面对死亡。
And the people around us, our relatives, they also face death.
但是这只是神咒诅犯罪结果的一部分。
But this is only one part of the curse of sin.
那么今天我们讲这咒诅的第二部分。
So now we will see what is the second part of this curse.
是灵性的死亡。
It is the spiritual death.
换句话说，当耶和华神说，亚当你吃的日子必定死的时候，这个里边的死呢，不单包括他们的身体的死亡，也包括他们灵性的死亡。
In other words, when God said, the day that you eat, you shall surely die, this death encompasses two parts. One is the physical death and one is the spiritual death.
如果我们觉得说身体的死亡已经足够给我们带来恐惧的话，那么灵性的死亡更加可怕。
If we say that the physical death is enough to bring us terror, then all the more our spiritual death.
因为我们的身体是从尘土当中来的，当我们死了归于尘土就 over。
Because our bodies are made of dust, and when our bodies return to the dust, it's just over.
但是我们知道灵性呢是从神而来的。
But the soul that we have, it comes from God.
它是永恒不死的。
It is eternal, it does not die.
也就是说灵性的死亡是个永恒的死亡。
And so this death, this spiritual death is an eternal death.
这就是它最可怕的地方。
And this is the most terrifying part.
它不但是永恒的死亡，而且它不是像身体的死亡归于尘土。
And this death, it is eternal, and it's not just like our physical death where we just return to the dust.
而是它依然的存在。
It will always be present.
但是却是死亡的。
And yet, it is also dead.
所以我们称它为灭亡。
And so we call this, the eternal perishing.
所以我们今天讲的很重要。
And this is a very important thing we discuss today.
你要注意来听。
I urge you to pay attention.
我们人之所以尊贵，
We are valuable just because,
就是因为我们有从神而来的灵性。
We have the soul from God.
但是当人犯罪的时候，灵性就死亡了。
But when we sin, this soul dies.
那么我们来看什么叫灵性的死亡。
So now let us see, what does it mean, this spiritual death?
我们看的第一段经文是创世纪的第二章的第七节。
The first verse that we saw was Genesis 2 verse 7.
第二章的第七节，这里告诉我们说，耶和华神用地上的尘土造人。
It says, then the Lord God formed the man of dust from the ground.
我们的身体是从尘土而来。
Our bodies are from the dust.
接下来，这里说，将生气吹在他鼻孔里。
And then it says, he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
他就成了有灵的活人。
And the man became a living creature.
他的名字叫亚当。
And his name was called Adam.
我们换句话说，如果没有神给人的这个灵魂，或者说吹这口生气的话，那这个人就是个死人呢。
In other words, without this breath of life, the soul from God, this person is dead.
甚至于说死人都算不上，就是一堆尘土。
You don't even say he's a dead person, he's just a pile of dust.
所以死这一堆尘土，活的是什么呢？是灵，从神而来的灵。
So the thing that makes this pile of dust living is this soul which comes from God.
我们也称它是一口生气。
And we also call this the breath of life.
就是有了这口气的时候呢，人就可以活着。
With this breath, we are able to live.
所以你看人死了的时候，他没有呼吸的。
And when we see somebody is dead, they no longer breathe.
就好像你的计算机把 CPU 拔掉了一样。
It's just like if you remove the CPU from your processor.
所以我们说没有 CPU 的计算机呢，就是什么都没有用。
And so, we call a computer without a CPU, without use.
好像你爸爸的汽车把发动机拿走了。
It's like if you were to remove the engine from your dad's car.
所以呢，我们就知道，真正使人活的是什么呢？
So,
是我们的灵魂。
The thing which causes us to actually be living is our soul.
如果没有灵魂，我们身上就是尘土。
Without the soul, we are just dust.
所以你就知道灵魂是多么的重要。
So now you come to recognize how important the soul is.
所以当神咒诅亚当的时候告诉他说你要出于尘土而归于尘土。
So this curse, it says you shall return to dust for out of it you were made.
这只是指到他身体的死亡。
This points only to his physical death.
那么这里告诉我们有从而来的灵魂，这个灵魂同样也死亡了。
And here we see also that this death is also going to die, the spiritual death.
你就会问个问题。
And so you will ask.
你不是说，哎，宋海叔叔，你不是说灵魂是不死是永恒的吗？
Didn't you just say that the soul is eternal and it doesn't die?
对呀。
Yes.
所以我们就知道灵性的死亡和身体的死亡是不一样的。
So we know that the spiritual death is different from your physical death.
我们身体的死亡没了。
Our physical death is just forgone.
但是身体灵性的死亡不会没有的。
But in the spiritual death, it's not just that we disappear.
所以我们才说灵性的死亡是更加严肃的。
And so we say that the spiritual death is more severe.
那么灵性的死亡在哪里告诉我们呢？在创世纪的三章二十节到二十四节。
So where is this spiritual death seen and described? It is in Genesis 3 verse 20 to 24.
当亚当和夏娃吃了神所吩咐他不可吃的果子犯罪以后。
When Adam and Eve ate what they were not supposed to and they received the curse of God.
那么神就开始审判他们。
Then God expressed his curse upon them.
然后就开始咒诅他们。
And started to punish them.
接下来到第二十节这里说亚当给他妻子起名叫夏娃。
Verse 20 says, The man called his wife's name Eve.
因为她是众生之母。
Because she was the mother of all living.
因为那时候只有一个女人啊。
Because at that time there was only one woman.
所以我们所有的人，地球上的所有的人，无论是生过的、死过的，都是亚当和夏娃的后代。
So all the people, whether they are dead or living, they were all descendants of Eve.
接下来21节这样说。
Verse 21 says,
耶和华神为亚当和他妻子用皮子做衣服给他们穿。
Verse 21 says, And the Lord God made for Adam and for his wife garments of skins and clothed them.
如果我们记得前面所讲的话，
If you remember what we talked about earlier,
当亚当和夏娃吃了神所吩咐他不可吃的果子的时候，
When Adam and Eve, they ate that which they were not supposed to eat,
他们第一件事情发现的是什么？
What was the first thing that they discovered?
你没有穿衣服。
They discovered that we're not wearing clothes.
你也没有穿衣服。
Oh, we're not wearing clothes.
真不好看。
It's very shameful.
于是他们两个就怎么做呢？就用无花果树的叶子来编成裙子。
And so they made clothes out of fig leaves.
你说无花果树的叶子怎么能够做裙子穿呢？
You may ask, oh, how is it possible that you make clothes out of fig leaves?
你早晨的时候编的漂漂亮亮的，到中午就干了。
In the morning, the clothes may look okay, but by noon, they are already dried.
换句话说，无花果树所编的叶子所编的裙子呢，不能够遮盖他们的羞耻。
In other words, fig leaves that turn into clothes, they are unable to fully clothe your nakedness.
而这时候，耶和华神给他们用皮子做了一件衣服。
And now the Lord God made garments of skins and clothed them.
你的,哎呀,皮子的衣服啊,你知道亚当和夏娃当初穿的是很高贵的哈。
You know, this is a leather, right? This is a very high tier clothing for them.
这个皮子首先说它是长久的。
Say that this is a longer lasting clothing.
可以长久的遮盖它的羞耻。
It is able to cover their nakedness for longer periods of time.
第二件事情我们所要看到的是,这皮子从哪里来呢?
The second thing we ask is, where did this leather come from?
一定是杀了一个 animal.
It must have come from killing an animal.
然后取它的皮子, 然后才能够给它做衣服。
And the animal must have been skinned to make clothing for Adam and Eve.
所以这里让我们看到一件事情。
So we see one thing.
当亚当和夏娃犯罪之后, 他们看到的是羞耻。
When Adam and Eve, they sinned, they saw themselves as shameful.
是看到他们自己身上的羞耻。
They saw the shame upon themselves.
他们就用自己的方法来遮盖自己的羞耻。
And using their own methods, they tried to cover their shame.
但是他们无法遮盖自己的羞耻。
But they were unable to fully cover their shame.
于是神就来亲自的遮盖他们的羞耻。
And so now, God steps in and personally helps them to cover their shame.
那么耶和华神不是单单说好了,把你的羞耻遮盖都就好了。
God did not simply just say, oh, we're just going to cover up your sin and we're good.
22节这样说, 耶和华神说, 那人已经与我们相识,
Verse 22 says, the Lord God said, behold, the man has become like one of us in knowing good and evil.
那么耶和华神就说, 他说, 那人指的是谁呢? 指的亚当和夏娃, 他说和我们相识, 和谁相识呢? 和神相识。
So the Lord God said, the man and the woman, they have become like us in knowing good and evil.
他们能知道善恶。
They are able to know good and evil.
那么这里边并不是指亚当和夏娃他们不知道什么是善,什么是恶。
It's not that Adam and Eve, they didn't know what good and evil were.
而是他们要自己决定什么是善,什么是恶。
But now it's that they are able to decide what is good and evil.
就是那条蛇所说的,你们便如神一样。
It is just like the serpent said, you will become like God.
因为只有万有之间,只有上帝,他可以定什么是善,什么是恶。
Because in all of creation, only God is able to determine what is good and evil.
因为上帝是绝对正确的。
Because he is absolutely just.
但是当亚当和夏娃犯罪之后,他们自己要定什么是善,什么是恶。
But after Adam and Eve they sinned, they want to define for themselves what is good and evil.
所以孩子们,我给你举个例子你就知道了。
So I'm going to give you an example.
当你做了一件错事的时候,
when you do something wrong,
老师批评你也好, 或者爸爸妈妈批评你也好,
your teachers or your parents, they may rebuke you.
你会做一件什么事情?
What would you do?
你会替你自己解释, huh?
You would try to give yourself an excuse.
你为什么要替自己解释呢?
Why would you want to give an excuse?
因为你的老师,你的爸爸说你错了。
Because your teacher or your parents, they said you're wrong.
而你要告诉你的老师,告诉你的爸爸妈妈,我没错。
But you want to say to your teacher or your parents, I'm not wrong.
所以你们常常讲一句话, it's not fair.
So you may say, it's not fair.
所以就是你表明你对你父母,你的老师所制定的对错呢,你不满意。
And so you express your disagreement with your parents or your teacher in their judgment.
你说的不对。
You're saying, oh, you're not right.
你说我错了,我没错。
You say that I'm wrong, and then you respond and say, no, I'm not wrong.
所以这就叫亚当和夏娃他们知道善恶。
So this is what we mean by Adam and Eve knowing good and evil.
你看当神开始审判亚当和夏娃的时候,上次我们讲,
So we see when God expresses judgment upon Adam and Eve,
亚当怎么说?
What did Adam say?
这个事情不怪我,我没错的, I'm innocent.
He says, I'm not the one to blame, I'm innocent.
那夏娃呢?
And what did Eve say?
夏娃, it's not my fault.
Eve also said, it's not my fault.
不,我没错的。
I'm not wrong. Not
亚当说就怪夏娃。
But Adam said, it's Eve's fault.
夏娃说就怪蛇。
And then Eve says, oh, it's the serpent's fault.
See? 他们已经开始怀疑,开始反抗上帝的公义。
Yeah, so now they are trying to go against God's righteousness and judgment.
我们或者可以说,他可以否定上帝的公义。
They are trying to go against God's righteousness.
这就叫他们要自己来 知道善恶，或者说他们要自己来制定善恶的标准。
This is what we mean by us saying Adam and Eve, they know what is good and evil.
所以在亚当和夏娃的世界当中，上帝不再是绝对公义的中心。
So in Adam and Eve's mind, God is not the omnipotent creator who is absolutely just.
也不再是分别善恶的标准。
He is also not the one who is to determine what is good and evil.
谁是标准呢？
So who becomes the standard?
就是他们自己啊。
And they become their own standard for good and evil.
好了，亚当和夏娃，现在他们要自己来制定善恶的标准，好像神一样。
And so now they set the definition of good and evil as if they were God.
像神的意思就是不是神。
When we say they are like God, it means they still are not God.
因为上帝是绝对公义的，他永远都不会错的。
Because God is absolutely righteous and perfect, and He is never going to be wrong.
而我们人不行。
But it's not the case for humans.
尽管我们总觉得自己挺公义的。
We always think that we ourselves are righteous.
但是上帝说我们都是邪恶的。
But God has said we are all evil.
我们看，上帝知道了这一点之后，他接下来他做了一件事。
And so when God sees this fact, He does one thing.
对吧？现在恐怕他伸手摘生命树上的果子吃，就永远活着。
Now, lest he reach out his hand and take also the tree of life and eat and live forever.
如果我们记得的话，当时神在园当中有两棵树。
If we recall, in the midst of the garden there were two trees.
一棵树叫分别善恶树。
The first is called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神说你一定不要吃它的果子。
God has said you must not eat of it.
吃的时候必定死。
For the day that you eat, you shall surely die.
而另外边上还有一棵树叫生命树。
And there was a second tree called the tree of life.
这是有关生命的。
And this is regarding life.
所以呢，我们看到了哈，耶和华神说，他们已经违背了上帝的命令，吃了这个不要他吃这个树的果子。
So God says we see that they have already eaten the tree which they were not supposed to eat.
换句话说，他们已经犯罪了。
In other words, they have already sinned.
如果他们再伸手去摘生命树上的果子，他们就永远活着了。
If they were to take the fruit from the tree of life, then they will be able to live forever.
也就是说，这个亚当和夏娃身上的罪就永远和他在一起。
So we see, if that were the case,Sin upon their lives would always exist.
换句话说，亚当和夏娃或者亚当和夏娃的后代，他们所犯的罪就永远不能够得赎。
In other words, Adam and Eve and their descendants, the sin that they commit is never going to receive reconciliation.
如果亚当和夏娃犯了罪之后又吃了生命树的果子的话，他将把罪带进永恒。
If they were to eat, once they ate of this tree, they would take this sin into eternity.
那从这里我们看到了上帝并不想看到这个情况发生。
And so we see here that God did not want to see this consequence.
我们看神做了一件什么事情。
And what did God do?
说耶和华神便打发他出伊甸园去了。
And it says the Lord God sent him out from the Garden of Eden.
因为生命树就在伊甸园里边呢。
Because the tree of life is in the Garden of Eden.
如果和亚当和夏娃一直在伊甸园里，他就随时都有可能去吃那个生命树的果子。
If Adam and Eve were in the presence of this tree, they could at any time eat of it.
如果是这样的话，那么亚当和夏娃以及他的后代就将永远在上帝的愤怒之下，像魔鬼一样。
And in this case, Adam and Eve and their descendants, they would always be under the judgment and wrath of God, just like the devil.
所以神不想他们有这样的一个结局。
And so God did not want this conclusion to come true.
那就把亚当和夏娃赶出了伊甸园。
And so the Lord God sent them from the Garden of Eden.
远离了生命树。
To separate them from the tree of life.
然后呢，他出去外边，伊甸园外边做什么呢？
And outside of the garden, what did they do?
耕种他所自出之土。
To work the ground from which he was taken.
之前的时候我们知道，亚当和夏娃在伊甸园里做什么呢？
We know earlier, what did they do in the garden?
在修理和看守。
They would keep the garden.
但是现在呢，他需要去耕种。
But now they need to plant fields.
去种田。
To plant crops.
需要种粮食。
To get food,
然后又要去种蔬菜
and to also get vegetables.
他的身体要非常的劳苦。
They would be subject to laborious work.
在上一次的时候我们讲到了这一点，这是神对亚当的咒诅。
Last time we've already seen this, the curse of God upon Adam.
因为犯罪，
because of sin,
他们就必须要劳苦，而且极其劳苦。
They must now toil,
要在地里边种吃的，
to plant food,
并且地也不再为他们效力。
And the field is no longer productive for them.
他们种下粮食，种下蔬菜，但是地里却给他长出荆棘和蒺藜。
They can plant various crops, and yet the field, it grows out for them thorns and thistles.
所以亚当和夏娃被赶出伊甸园之后，他们就要在神的咒诅之下辛勤的劳苦。
And so, after they were expelled from the Garden of Eden, they must work and toil.
才能够有足够的食物，使他们可以活下去。
So that they may be able to produce enough food for them to survive.
不仅如此，
Nonetheless,
24节神说于是把他赶出去了。
Verse 24, he drove out the man and at the east of the Garden of Eden,
又在伊甸园东边安设基路伯和四面转动发火焰的剑。
At the east end of the Garden of Eden, he placed the cherubim and a flaming sword that turned every way to guard the way to the tree of life.
基路伯就是天使。
And this cherubim, it is an angel.
然后发火焰的剑。
And a flaming sword.
目的是什么呢？
The purpose is,
目的是要把守生命树的道路。
The purpose is to block the way to the tree of life.
就是通往生命树那条路，神用天使和发火焰的剑把它给堵死了。
And so, God uses this angel and flaming sword to block the way to the tree of life.
换句话说，人不再能够回到伊甸园，不再能够回到上帝的面前，不再能够回到生命树的面前。
In other words, man is not able to return to the presence of God, into the Garden of Eden, or to the Tree of Life.
不单与生命树隔绝了，
Not only are they separated from the Tree of Life,
也与生命隔绝了，
They have also been separated from life.
也与赐生命的神隔绝了，
They were also separated from the God which gives life.
这就叫灵性的死亡。
And this is the spiritual death.
他们的灵性不再去想神的事情。
Their spirit no longer goes to consider the things of God.
他们也不想去，犯罪的人也不想去寻求神的旨意。
Sinners also no longer pursue God's will.
他也没有能力去顺服神的旨意。
They are also no longer able to obey God's will.
他们在伊甸园之外要过着一种生活。
And outside of the Garden of Eden, they are to live this lifestyle.
就是自己做自己的神。
Everyone lives according to their own selves.
他们要过一种就像那条蛇所讲的那句话所说的。
They will be as the serpent said to them.
你们就如神一样了。
You will be like God.
所以今天年轻人，很多的年轻人都觉得，哦，我就是神。
So a lot of young adults and youth, they think they are their own God.
我就是主人，我的主人。
I am my own master.
我想怎么样我就怎么样。
I can be as I please.
我想怎么做就怎么做。
I can do as I want.
那么你的生活就和那条蛇所讲的是一样的。
And then your life will be as the serpent suggested.
你真的如神一样了。
So you have truly become like God.
但是问题在哪里呢？
But the problem is,
并不会因为人不能够回到上帝面前而上帝就不存在。
Just because we are no longer able to return to the presence of God does not mean he no longer exists.
上帝不会因为你不去找他，不找他，他就不存在。
It is not because you don't pursue God that he no longer exists.
上帝的旨意不会因为你不 care 他，上帝的旨意也不存在。
His will and commands, they still exist even if you don't care about them.
上帝也不会因为你觉得说，哦，我不信他，我不相信，他就不存在。
God will not cease to exist just because you don't believe in him.
他依然存在。
He still exists.
他依然是公义的。
And he is still righteous.
他的公义就是要审判一切罪恶。
And this righteousness is to judge all that is evil.
所以孩子们，什么叫灵性的死亡？
So, what is spiritual death?
就是一个人从上帝的面前永远的被隔开了。
It is when a person is eternally separated from God's presence.
这个人，这个罪人和生命本身分开了。This
person, this sinful person, is separated from life forever.
这就叫灵性的死亡。
And this is a spiritual death.
这是极其可怕的一件事情。
This is a truly terrifying thing.
如果说我们身体的死亡，我们尚且可以期待的话。
So, if we are able to just tolerate the physical death,
那么灵性的死亡也是非常真实的。
Then the spiritual death is also very real.
就是我们今天，我们每个人，特别是孩子们，你们都喜欢任意妄为。那想做什么就做什么。
Oh, so a lot of people, especially children, whatever you want to do, you do it.
你觉得你很重要。
You think that you are very precious.
我想的东西我一定要达到。
And you say, oh, anything that I want, I must achieve it.
我的目的达不到，我就生气。
If I am unable to achieve what I want, then I'll just be angry. I'm going to throw a tantrum.
有的甚至于会打父母。
And you might hit your parents.
我告诉你, you are in trouble.
So I tell you, you are in trouble.
Big trouble.
Big trouble.
上帝依然存在。
God exists.
生命永远存在。
And your life will eternally exist.
我们今天觉得自己很自由,很了不起,是因为我们与生命隔绝了。
We think that we are very good or okay just because we have been separated from this.
我们要做自己的神。
We have been separated from this God and we want to be our own God.
这恰恰是我们灵性死亡的一种表现呢。
This is an expression of our spiritual death.
当你顶撞你父母的时候, 你要知道那是你死亡灭亡的一个表现。
When you go against your parents, that is a sign of your spiritual death.
当你不尊重你的父母的时候, 那表明你还是一个与生命隔绝的人。
When you dishonor your parents, that still represents that you are still separated from life.
当你藐视学校的纪律的时候, 那说明你还不是一个活着的人。
When you go against your school, it also represents you are separated from life.
那说明你还没有回到这生命树的面前。
It means that you have not returned to the presence of life.
但是前面我们讲到了，我们从神而得来的这个灵性是永恒不灭的。
We have already discussed that the soul which we get from God, it always exists.
那又什么叫灵性的死亡呢？
So what is this spiritual death again?
孩子们对你们讲话的时候呢，可能这个词用的是比较重的。
So, speaking to you children, this may be a bit of a heavy word.
但是我真的得告诉你,
but I must still tell you.
灵性的死亡就是永恒不灭的灵性永远活在上帝的愤怒之下。
This spiritual death is your eternal spirit living in eternal wrath and judgment under God.
我不知道你的爸爸妈妈愤怒的时候有没有打过你。
I'm not sure that maybe if your parents, when they were angry, they hit you.
我小的时候我爸爸愤怒。 他唯一能够发泄的地方就是打我。
The one way that my dad was able to express his anger towards me was to hit me.
当你的老师愤怒的时候，你就 time out.
And when your teacher is angry at you, he will give you a time out.
当你的校长对你愤怒的时候，他就会把你爸爸妈妈叫来。
When your principal is angry, he will call your parents.
当警察愤怒的时候，当法律愤怒的时候，你可能被送入监狱。
When the enforcers of the law, they are angry, they will send you to jail.
那么你还带着一丝盼望。
And so, with that, you still carry some hope.
你爸爸可能总有生气不生气的时候。
Your dad, he may be angry, but then he may not be angry later.
那老师也可能会原谅你。
And your teacher, they may forgive you.
或许住几天监狱呢，就被放出来。
And if you're in jail, after some time, you'll still be released.
但是灵性的灭亡是永远活在上帝的愤怒之下。
But the spiritual death is living forever under God's wrath.
直到永永远远。Forever. 所以你可能不太明白。So
you may not be able to understand this.
但是我希望你能够把这些事情记在心里。But
I hope that you would keep this in heart.
因为在你的一生当中没有什么比知道这件事情更为重要的。Because
in this life, there's nothing more important for you to know.
你需要去思想。
You must reflect on this.
而上帝当把亚当和夏娃赶出伊甸园的时候
，So when Adam when God expelled Adam and Eve from the garden，
他并不是希望他说，哎，好了，你们就下地狱就好了。
It's not that God just said, oh, you're just going to go to hell，
而是给他们用皮子做了一件衣服来遮盖他们的羞耻。
But God gave them skins to cover themselves。
所以换句话说，神是想拯救亚当、夏娃和他们的后代。
So, we see that God wants, still wants reconciliation with them and their descendants.
神要遮盖罪人的一切的羞耻。
God wishes to cover your sin.
你需要知道这一点。
It is important for you to know this.
所以你需要去思想。
And so, you must reflect on these truths.
我们想到灵性的灭亡的时候，的确是个很可怕的事情。
When we consider this spiritual death is a truly frightening thing.
但是这并不是吓唬你。
But this is not to scare you.
而是要告诉你，上帝是要拯救人。
But it is a warning and to let you know that God wishes to be reconciled.
上帝要杀掉一个牲畜，然后给你做上皮子的衣服，来遮盖你的羞耻。
God is going to slay and offer a sacrifice to cover your sin.
所以让你去一直在思想什么叫灵性的灭亡，目的不是要你绝望。
So reflect on what this spiritual death means. It's not to scare you, but it lets you reflect on.
然后你放纵自己啊，反正也没希望了，就算了吧。
And you may just let yourself go and just say, "Oh, I'm just going to die. It's okay."
而是要告诉你，神真的给我们开了一条路，那条路呢，使我们可以回到生命树的面前。
But we want you to know that God has opened a road for you to understand how to get back to the tree of life.
但是你自己回不去的。
But you're unable to go there by yourself.
所以后边我们会讲，那我们该怎么办呢？
So next we will discuss what we need to do.
如果我们一直在伊甸园外边，我们自己做我们自己的神，那我们不就到最后就灭亡了吗？
If we are always outside of the Garden of Eden, and if we are always separated from life, then what are we going to do?
那你就会问一件事，那我怎么办呢？我该怎么办，我才能回到生命树的面前呢？
And you may ask, oh, what am I going to do to come to the tree of life?
我们怎么回到上帝的面前呢？
How are we going to return to the presence of God?
哇，上帝愤怒了，我们怎么样来使上帝的愤怒能够被平息呢？
God is angry with us. How do we appease him?
哇，上帝对我愤怒，这是个可怕的事情。
This wrath of God upon us is a very frightening thing.
怎么使我们和上帝之间的关系不再是上帝愤怒我们的关系？
How do we resolve this enmity between God and humans?
下次我们就会讲上帝如何来平息他的愤怒。
We will discuss next time how this is reconciled.
但是没有那么简单。
But it's not simple.
当你爸爸妈妈生气的时候，你做了一件错事情。
When your parents are angry with you that you did something wrong,
啊，爸爸妈妈非常的生气。
They may be very angry,
可能给你一点教训。
And they may give you some punishment.
但是呢，有些时候呢，爸爸妈妈说，好了，算了，算了，就这样子吧。
But sometimes your parents, they may just say, yeah, it's fine.
啊，下次不要再做了就好了哈。
Just say, yeah, just don't do it again.
你爸爸可能就觉得，你觉得爸爸好像什么事情都没有发生一样。
And you may think, your dad thinks that nothing happened.
但是上帝的愤怒不是这样被平息的。
But God's anger is not appeased so easily.
因为上帝说你吃的日子必定死。
Because God has said, the day that you eat, you shall surely die.
你的身体会死亡。
And your body will die.
你的灵魂也会灭亡。
And your spirit will perish.
换句话说，上帝讲出的话是不能够收回来的。
In other words, that which God speaks cannot be taken back.
哈，那作为我们这些亚当和夏娃的后代，我们已经是罪人了，我们能不能平息上帝的愤怒？
So, us, as Adam and Eve's descendants, are we able to be reconciled with God?
可以说是无能为力的。
嗯？
我们可能不能， we can do nothing.
Oh, we can do nothing.
To be saved.
To be saved.
我们有时候会想说，哎，我也拿这个无花果树编个裙子。
We may try to make clothes for ourselves out of fig leaves.
就是你想做个好人。
It's just like, oh, I want to be a good person.
啊，爸爸妈妈让你读很多的书。
Your parents, they want you to read books.
你明白很多的道理。
And to understand lots of things.
啊，每个人都夸你，哇，你好乖呀。
And a lot of people, they praise you, saying, oh, you're a really good person.
你是否就觉得自己离生命树近了一点?
And then you may think, oh, I'm getting closer to the tree of life.
不行的。
This is not correct.
必须上帝亲自来给我们有一条路，我们才能够回到他面前。
God must personally open this way for you to return to the tree of life.
好，下面我们还需要再下一次，不要讲，再下一次，我们再讲，你们需要忍耐一下。So
it's not going to be next time that we talk about this, but the time after that. So please be patient.
也许你今天就想，那我今天就要知道，不行啊，我要灭亡是不行的，我一定要回到上帝的面前。
Maybe you'll be impatient and say, oh, today I need to know how I got back to the tree of life.
但是如果下次告诉你，你记忆不深刻。
But if I were to tell you next time, you may not remember this deeply.
所以我们再下一次的时候，我们才讲，上帝给我们开了一条路，怎么回到他面前。
So we're going to wait one extra time to see how God opens this way to life.
上帝不再成为我们敌人。
God will no longer call us enemies.
他称为我们是他的儿女。
He will call us children.
所以下一次呢，我们就要讲什么呢？
So what will we discuss next time?
我们看人在自我为神的当中，他是怎么样生活的。
We will see how people live when they are their own God.
你就能够看见你，我也能看见我。
You will be able to see yourself in that, and I will be able to see myself in that.
好，我们今天就讲到这里，我们一起来祷告。Let
us conclude with prayer.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。Dear
Lord, we give you thanks.
愿你施恩祝福。May
you bless us.
我们都是罪人。We
are all sinners.
我们得罪你。We
have offended you.
我们生来就是罪人。We
were born sinners.
无论我们怎样可爱，怎么漂亮，都是罪人。No
matter how cute or good-looking we are still sinners.
求你来怜悯我们。
May you have mercy upon us.
显明你的救赎在我们的心里。May
you express your salvation upon us.
使我们可以有得救的智慧。And
may we be brought to the saving faith.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
Pray this all in our Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.